Today's share in the Deir Shnu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Ayin Gimel Omud Beis. And we are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to be finishing off Simen Tov Ches. Yesterday we completed part two, dealing with the Ramah. Part one was the Mechaber in this Simen, which was a quite difficult two series of Shiurim, and we get a little bit easier today, and we begin with Sif Beis. And the Mechaber starts, HaMiniach Eruvo Birshus HaYochid. If somebody's going to place his Sudos, his Shtei Sudos over here to make his new focal point, and he places his two Sudos over here in a Rishus HaYochid, an enclosed area, so in this enclosed area, afilu haiso medino gedola kininve, even if it's a huge city, so his house is, let's say, outside the city, 1500 Amma, beyond the Tchum of the city, and now he puts the Erev Tchumim inside the city, even though it's a huge city, or Afilu Ir Chareva, he puts it into a city that's already been destroyed, but the Mechitzas are up, or Ma'ara, he puts it inside a cave, Haruilu Diyarin, this cave is tall enough that people could live in it, even though there is nobody living in it. So then the halach is, Mahalach is Kula, V'chutala Alpayim Amalach Haruach. His new focal point makes him as if he was a citizen of that city, or of that cave, or of that destroyed town, with the Mechitzas around it. And in each of these scenarios, we view that entire enclosed area as being Dalit Amos for him, and his 2,000 Amos will start beyond that area, even if it's as large as the city of Nineveh. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel HaMiniach Eruvo tells us that we're talking here, my Rishu Shoves B'Mokum Acher, El Shasham Hiniach Eruvo. He's not in that place. If he was in that place, he wouldn't have to put his two Sudas over there. Again, wherever you are at the start of Shabbos, at the Bein HaShemashos period of time, that's where your Mokum Shvisa is, unless you made this Erev Tchumim. So that's what the Mechaber is telling us. The guy isn't over there, but his Erev Tchumim is over there. So in this situation, the Mishnah explains, Sivkot Nechov Gimel, it's in a Rishus HaYachid, Hainu Mokum Shemukav Mechitzos, it's an area that's surrounded by walls. And therefore, it is all considered like Dalit Amos. The issue footnote number 16 has a discussion over here as to whether it really must be surrounded by walls, or if it's just in a city, that would be enough. Ayin Shom. Sivkot Nechov Dalit, even if the city was a destroyed city, which means Hainu, Shahubad Diorim, it once had occupants, the Nechrevu, the city was destroyed, albeit Umachitzo Sachoma Nisharu, but the walls of the city are still there, and therefore this is also considered like Rosh Hashayochet, and it would be viewed as one big Dalit Amos over here, even if it's 100 Amma or 1,000 Amma, etc. Then Sivkotin Chavhei, it says Haruuyoli Duyorin, that this cave had to be eligible for occupants. Rotsalom, right? The Mishnah Berurah explains that the Mechaber is telling us over here, Afilu Ein Ba Duyorin, even if there are no occupants in this cave, Elashi Ruuyoli Duyorin, it must be habitable, which means then Ein Ruuyoli Durba, if it wasn't habitable, Kigon, for example, Shinifritsu Mechitzosel, the walls are broken, or Oshinemucha Habeyu, it's very, very low ceiling, and you can't live in it. For example, it's less than 10 Tfachim from the ground to the ceiling, or Chayotivo, or anything like this. Then you wouldn't view this as one big Dalit Amos, even if it's 100 Amma wide, and instead, and you would then measure it from exactly the place where you put the food, you'd have 2,000 Amos in every direction. But in our case, we do have it as a place that is Mukaf Ladira, and therefore it is dwellable. These are habitable areas. They have mechitzas around them, and therefore Sivkot Chavav, we view this as one big Dalit Amos. As the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chashvin Lakula Ki Arba Amos, we view it as Dalit Amos. The Chozek Hashiyu HaMechitzos Mukafos Hashem Dira. This is true when the walls were made for the purposes of dwelling. However, in Lo HaYarochav HaHekif Rak Sosayim, if the entire area was less than a base Sosayim, so then Afilu Einu Mukaf Ladira, then even if it wasn't the walls put up for dwelling purposes, nevertheless, in this situation, as we've learned previously, Nechshev is Kiarba Amos, we still view this all as Arba Amos, and this was Halachas that we learned, Kavur Le'el B'Simin Shin Sadivav, Siv Beis Ayin Shom. The Chavetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Dibra Maskov Afilu Ir Chareva adds that this is a Machlokis in the Gemara between Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar, and that most poskim over here, paskind over here like the Mechaber, and that's why he left it as Stam, that the Gemara there says the Rambam was maker like Rabbi Lazar's opinion, the Rosh, and he brings down that this is also the opinion of the Rif. And therefore, Sosam HaMechaber, the Mechaber left this over here as a simple, that's the Psak Halacha, that you can rely upon this Makel opinion of the city that was Chareva. However, he does bring down the Rakhamer Bishon and Shaposim LaHachmer, and included in this group of being more Machmer or the Rashba is brought down by the Beis Yosef. Likewise, the Chen Kosav HaRaivit, Hevio HaRitva, the Ritva brings down the Raivit, and the Shulta Yevorim brings down the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, and also the Hagos Maimonios brings down the Rambam. However, the Chafetz Chaim himself concludes at the very end of this Bir Halacha, the Rabbeinu Yonason Sosan Kir Belaza, the Rabbeinu Yonason Paskins over here like Rabbeinu Lazar, like the Machaber, the Razor also as well Paskins like the Rabbeinu Lazar, and that's the Psak of the Machaber, and therefore Halacha Lamaisa Ladina, he says, Bavadi Yesh Lismoch Lahoka was there. You can rely upon this lenient opinion that the Machaber brings down Stam. Sif Gimel, the Machaber writes, if a person is dwelling in a city, he lives in a city, and he puts his Eruv Tchumim, not where he's living in his house, but someplace else within that city. So the Mechaber tells us a waste of time. Lo also klum, he didn't do anything. And Sivkot and Chavches in the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, there should be a Vav over here. He says, Kach Tzorech Lomar, the Ein Modedim, Vehu Dovor Echad. This is a continuation statement over here that the Mechaber says, you didn't do anything, lo also klum, and the Ein Modedim Mimkol Meruva. We don't look at his 2,000 Amos from being the place where he placed his food over here. Ella, Harehu Kibnei Ha'ir, we view him as any regular person dwelling in that city. He didn't lose anything. We'll see in a moment why you might have a Havimi to think he should lose something. But by placing his Erev Techumim in the city, but not in the house where he's at, he doesn't lose anything. Instead, as I said, Ella Harehu Kibnei Ha'ir, Kulam Shiesh Lahem Alpayim Amal Choruach Chutz Leir. He's like anybody else dwelling in that city. They get the entire city as Dalet Amos, and then they start the 2,000 Amos after you get beyond the Ibur Shalir, the 72/3 Amma beyond the city, and then you go 2,000 Amos in every direction. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Chav Zayin, and he says, Shahari below Erev, even if you didn't put down this Erev over here, Nami Eshlo Mino Ir Alpayim Choruach, you would still have that exact same Erev. That's what it means. Lo Asaklum, you didn't do anything. The Kol Ir Lo Karabamos, because everybody in the city, physically at the start of Shabbos, during the Bein HaShemashos period of time, gets the entire city as Dalet Amos. There's your footnote number 17, therefore asks, or what's the Chiddush over here? What's the Mechaber telling us? Something that's so obvious. So he brings down for the Habnei Tzion that he says, you might have thought that, well, he put down an Erev. That means he is basically stating, I do not wish to have the Tchum of the city as Dalet Amos. I want to make my Erev over here as if I wasn't the city dweller, and I'll just have 2,000 Amos from this place. So, Kamash Malam, the Chiddush over here is that that's not true, and Lo Hivsa as Shvisas An She'iro. Even by putting down this Erev, which accomplished nothing, it didn't cause him to lose the status of the entire city being Dalet Amos for him, and he's like every other person in the city. That's the Chiddush over here of this Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'cheinim Nosan Eruvo v'mekomos hamitztarfim la'ir. Likewise, if he put his Erev outside the city, but in places that are within the Ibur Shalir, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Chavtes, Pirush, Be'ibur Shalir, he put it, the Erev, his food over here, he put it within 70 2/3 Amma of the city wall, let's say. V'utoch Shivim Amma v'shiraim, the 70 and leftover, the 70 2/3 that we've learned about, Kanal B'simin Shin Sadiches. So that person is considered like a city dweller as well. Even he put it in the very last amma of the 70 2/3 amma from the wall. You say, maybe he gains a little bit over here. He gains an extra 3 amos beyond everybody else. Everybody else gets to count the 2,000 amos from 70 2/3. But since he put his Erev at 69 2/3, so he gets to go 4 amos from there, so he actually gets to go to 73 2/3 amma from the city, and then counts his 2,000 amma. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's incorrect. Kimbul El, as we've explained previously, the kishmeiniach toch mechitza, when you put your Erev within the mechitza, or omokum shenechshav ki'arba amos, or any place that is considered within the city limits, so it's like considered like Dalet Amos, like the Ibur Shalir, ein lo letzad chutz klum, you gain nothing outside that 70 2/3 amma beyond the city. You don't even get 1 inch. And therefore, even though he has put his Erev at 69 2/3 amma outside the city, within the Ibura Shalir, he's viewed like a regular person in the city. The entire city and the Ibura are considered like Dalet Amos in regards to the halacha of Tchum. Shemodedim Tchumo Tekep Misofa Ibra V'Hola. And he brings it down the name of the Achronim, that you count over here his 2,000 amas Tchum from that 70 2/3 amma point outside the city. He doesn't gain anything by putting his Erev at the 69 2/3 mark. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Nosan Eruvo Chutz L'Tchum. If the person put his Erev outside the Tchum over here. Now, in other words, he's not allowed to do that. He can't get to that. That's beyond his Tchum. So he's sitting in his house when Erev Shabbos comes, and he put his Tchum 2,500 amas away from his house, or 2,500 amas away from the city. So therefore, he is incapable of reaching that tchum. He would have to go outside his tchum in order to be able to get to that tchum. That's where he physically is. So it's unreachable. So the halach is eino klum. It's as if he did nothing in that situation. And the Ramah adds, v'yesh lo tchum mibeso. Don't think for a second that he has no tchum at all. This guy has his original tchum of his house, and the tchum that he put out, where he tried to put out the air of tchumim, doesn't work. And he brings this down in the name of the Hagos Maimonios and the Magid Mishnah and the Rambam in Hilchos Eirin. What exactly is going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed, Kivan she'ev shelo lahagia shom bein hashmashos, since he physically cannot get there from the bein hashmashos, because this is outside the area where he's allowed to go. And therefore, shehu's man knias erev, at the bein hashmashos, that's when you establish where his focal point is. So he tried to change his focal point, but he made it too far away from where he is. If you can't get to the new focal point, then it is null and void. And what he's basically telling us over here is that new focal point is not halachically valid, and therefore he retains his current focal point where he is. Since he can't get to it, it is considered null and void. The issue footnote number 19 brings down, v'mhiniach eruvo rachok yosir me'alpayim. Very interesting question over here. We know that we've been talking that it's a din d'rabbanan 2,000 amma. That's your tchum, but that's a din d'rabbanan. But we did bring down many times already that there is a opinion held by many that there is a tchum d'araisa of yud beis mil. So what happens if in this situation he put his eruv, let's say 2,500 amma from where he is? There's no city around him. Let's make it out in the field. So it's nice and simple. He's standing there. He has his dalet amos, and he put the eruv tchumim that he wanted to use 2,500 amos away from him. So as based upon what we just said, it's null and void. However, that's only true in regards to the din d'rabbanan. In regards to the din d'araisa of Yud Beis Mil, he could technically reach that because on a d'araisa level, he's allowed to walk up to Yud Beis Mil. So if we were just looking at it from a d'araisa level, it is within the tchum d'araisa, so it is reachable. So when this person now says, I want this to be my makom shvisa, do we say it works or not? And we'll see the ramifications in a second. So in this situation, the milchas chinuch is mesupak over here. Maybe on a d'oraisa level, that eruv that's 2,500 amma away from where he is works. And therefore, if he were to transgress that, he wouldn't be over chayva of malchus, because he does have a new eruv over there. Shelo yiloke im holach hapayim amma achrei ha'yud beis mil. So in this situation, if on a d'oraisa level he'd get malchus if he traveled outside the yud beis mil, but here he hasn't traveled yud beis mil, he's only traveled less than 11 mil, because his new Malkum Shvisa is 2,500 amma away. And therefore, he has actually not gone outside the Yud Beis Mil if you say his new Shvisa was established. And therefore, he wouldn't get Malkus. Since one could argue that after the rabbis were decreeing over here 2,000 amma, one could say no, on a derabbanan level he wasn't able to reach there, so therefore it doesn't take effect. And he should get malchus in this situation. So is this true or is this not true? So the Minchas Chinuch is left with a sofek, and he says this is totally on the achronim over here who question whether an issur derabbanan can change around the din d'araisa, exactly our scenario. Finally, the Ramah concluded over here when he said, v'yesh lo tchum beiso, that the person does have the tchum of his house. We don't say that the new tchum ruined it, and he's like a chamar gamal. He's stuck and doesn't have any eruv at all. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Aleph explains, the kishu omed beveso, if he was in his house, or betchum beiso, or within the tchum of his house, we say, amrinon demistoma nichale liknos shvisas beiso, that that's what he really wants. Since he can't get to the new place, mistoma, he wants the old place. Kishain eruvo eruv. This is true if the new eruv that he put out was, let's say, a 2,500 amma, and he couldn't reach it. He says this discussion is further continued over there. One can look over there, or one can look over here in Dirshu footnote number 20, where he explains it. And he brings down that over there, in Simon Tov Yud Aleph, we bring down two opinions to explain why he doesn't lose his original Shvisa when he made an incorrect, inappropriate, unreachable new Shvisa 2,500 amma away. Reason number one, Mishum Da'om Dimez Daito, we estimate what he's thinking over here, and we say, Shim Lo Yichol Eruvo, Rotsa Likno Shvisa Beveso. He tried to make the new Shvisa 2,500 amma away, but if we tell him it doesn't work, then he'll say, okay, then I'll keep my regular Shvisa in my house. So Mestama, that's what he wants. Number two, Shekivan Shim Yichol Eruvo. If we say that the new Erev works at 2,500 amma, well, he's outside his tchum, and he would be stuck. He wouldn't be able to move more than Dalet Amos. Lo Yuchal Lozos Mimkomo. Therefore, memela lo chalo hashlichus. Whoever put it over there is not in fact able to do so based upon the principle of shlichus working only to help a person. As we say, litakune shidartich, I only sent you to help me, velo lavusi, and not to hurt me. So therefore, when you're putting my erev out there beyond where I can reach, it's as if I told you not to do it and you did it. Therefore, it doesn't count. So therefore, based upon these two reasonings, that's why he retains his original Makom Shvisa, where he is, and the new Shvisa that he tried to put out, which is more than his Trum, outside his Trum, let's say at 2,500 Amas, doesn't in fact ruin it for him. Includes the Simon over here. However, I realized that we never did Sif Katan Chav Beis from the end of yesterday's shir. So we want to be able to say we did every single Mishnah Berurah inside. So let's go back quickly and do Sif Katan Chav Beis from the end of yesterday's shir. So we said, Afal pi she'en lo rochav kol kach v'chule. So we brought down, it was a quite complicated end of the shir, won't go through it again. He says that even though in this situation, Rosh Shalomar, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Ramah as follows. Deim nachshov harochav, rak kineged mokum kniyasa erev. If we only were to look at it, the actual place where Shvisa is, and just let him go due north and due south from there, lo yalik kol kach, he wouldn't have such a big area, kemo ata, as opposed to the way we give it to him, shechoshvim rochav ha'er, we give him the entire width of the city to go north and south, as well as to go 2,000 amas beyond the city to go north and south. Nevertheless, in this situation, it is good as well. Now we can say we've concluded Simin Tavches and today's shir.